Bhakti Thakur. Yathayatha Gaura Padara Vinde Vindeta Bhaktim Krita Punya Rashi.
Krita Bhaktim Krita Punya Rashi Tata Tathus Satpati Riddha Kashnat Radha Padam Bhuri Sudham Burashi. If we put the coin somewhere, the ticket comes from other position. Something like that. If we put our energy to the Mahaprabhu, we find that I have got ticket to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu is nothing but combination of Radha, Bhavuddhati, Subhaditam. And ostentatiously he is an acharya. But who is that acharya? If we come in closer contact, real contact with him, we shall find the who is the acharya. There is one sloka of Narahari Sarkar Thakur. He is more addicted towards Bhajolila than Gaurdila. He says, I don't admit your sannyas. Addressing Mahaprabhu, I don't admit you as a sannyasi. Gopinam kuchukum kameno nijitam kyun basav. Why have you got this saffron color of your cloth? It has come in connection with the kumkum of the gopis. It is remarkably present there. And you seem to be a sannyasi. I don't admit that. So approach it like that. You are this guy in disguise. That lumpot, what is English?
Lumpot. The common English should be womanizer.
Woman hunter.
Debauchee.
And you are notorious debauchee of Brajo, and now you have taken the garb of a sannyasi. Something like that. Guru, talking too much in this mean mouth. Gaurdharibol, jayanitai.
Prabhupada used to give the example of stepping into a lift. If we try to climb a 100-story building, then it's very strenuous. But if we get into the lift, then we just shoot up.
Actually,
there is a very high building called in New York.
Empire State.
No, it's that World Trade Center.
Yeah.
It's 140 stories.
Oh.
And there is a lift that goes straight up to 90th story or 100th story in one shot. It doesn't stop anywhere. And it takes only a few seconds.
And Mahaprabhu took in a lift to Radha Dasyam.
Right.
To the highest quarter.
Yeah.
Lift smoothly. So many things. Without our notice passed. Step by step, Aruva Pantha. That is also very shortly depicted in Vyod Bhagavatamatam.
Maharaj, when we hear you, then all these troubles outside and the involvement in those troubles seem to be such a waste of time. Isn't it? Like fighting on trivialities. Just to... When we hear from your lotus mouth, then we notice that all this involvement in the material platform is so useless waste of time.
And are clear.
Yeah. Then there is no taste left to be involved in it.
And that was perhaps in the case of Datirtha Maharaj.
Yes.
And her wife.
Yes.
And her wife. while she, weeping. And the maid thought that she was ready for the sacrifice. And sometimes when encouraging words, he's smiling, smiling, and again weeping and smiling. A good lady,
yes,
a good heart.
Yes, she is very advanced.
That you are my daughter, your mother, your daughter to Swami Maharaj, my niece, my daughter to me. Eventually, you may come here. Anyhow, she was.
She asked me to send some of your nectar, send some nectar from your lotus mouth.
Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, amra tale ajke
tane ke basat pan tar amra arekbar ghurie Kolkata ja oi dik theke na gei diye ghurie
ami oi dik theke chole jabo tobe Dhira Krishna Maharaj fire ashben
na uni ashben apni eshe ei dik diye jaben
oi je Bhavanand Maharaj dupur bela Kolkata jacchen to amake or shonge jete bolche ajke তো আপনি যদি বলেন তাহলে আমি এদিক থেকে যাব
তাই মনে করছিলাম কারণ গোবিন্দ মহারাজ হয়তো আসতে পারে
ও আচ্ছা
কৃষ্ণ সাথে তাকে আনতে
ও আচ্ছা
হয়তো আজ আশেষ করতে পারেন
ইয়ে হচ্ছে যে ভবানন্দ মহারাজ তিনটে নামে বেরোবেন
আর যদি খুবই আর্জেন্ট হয় তাহলে ঘুরে আবার শীঘ্রই আসবেন
হ্যাঁ সেটাই আমি করবো কেন ভবানন্দ মহারাজ আমার ওখানে থাকবেন রাত্রিবেলা
আচ্ছা
কলকাতায় গেলে আমার ওখানে থাকেন
আচ্ছা
তো আমি যদি না থাকি তাহলে হয়তো একটু আর আমি এই শুক্র শনিবার নাগাদ বম্বে যাচ্ছি কয়েকদিনের জন্য ওখানে প্রভুপাদের আবির্ভাব তিথি উপলক্ষে এক সপ্তাহ ব্যাপী একটা উৎসব হবে সেখানে ভাষণ টাষণ হবে ইয়ে হবে
হ্যাঁ
আমি সেটাই ভাবছিলাম যে আমি ওখানে গেলে
প্রফুল্ল জীবনামৃতটা ট্রান্সলেশনের জন্য দিয়ে গিয়েছে এখানে একজন ভালো টিচারকে দেয়া হয়েছিল সে দশটা শ্লোক লিখে আমার কাছে পাঠিয়েছে যে এটা চলবে কিনা পরীক্ষা করতে তা আমি আসলে ভালো নিমাই একবার পড়ে শুনিয়েছি আমি অ্যাটেনশন দিতে পারছি না তো ওইটা আপনি একটু দেখবে ভালো
আমি ভাবছি আমি পরশুদিন আসবো পরশুদিন সকালে আমি চলে আসবো
পশু কালী একাদশী মঙ্গলবার একাদশী রূপ গোস্বামীর দিন হল পশু ডে অফ ডিপার্চার অফ রূপ গোস্বামী প্রভু সো ইউ মাস্ট কাম দেন ডে আফটার টুমারো রূপ গোস্বামী where is that Pramam Swami?
Uni to fire gachen.
Mexico.
Mexico. Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Venezuela. To amiyo to onesh ke jogajog korte parchi na. Ami dekhi er moddhe ekjon amake phone korbo.
Absolutely. Chesta korben. And Darwan to already appointed. He gave hope that he will spend আপনি মেন মিডিয়াম তা আপনি যোগাযোগ একটু করলে ভালোই হয় আর হংসদেব মহারাজ তো এখন বোধ হয় একটু আনফেভারেবল এনভায়রনমেন্টে পড়েছেন নাকি
কেন
ওই যে শুনলাম যে সাম অফ দেন দে আর ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্ট মুভ টু কনকার হংসদেব মহারাজ ইন ইংল্যান্ড
জয়তীর্থ মহারাজ
হ্যাঁ জয়তীর্থ মহারাজ
জয়তীর্থ মহারাজ ইজ ইন অ্যান আনফেভারেবল সিচুয়েশন রাইট নাও বিকজ
ইন অ্যান আনসার্টেন পজিশন নাও
ডিভোটিস দেয়ার মাইট হ্যাভ সাম লিটল সো বাট আই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট ইজ অনলি
তিনি তো ওখানে হাবানির জন্য কিছু কন্ট্রিবিউট করবেন
আমি সেটাও ইয়ে করেছিলাম ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ আমি বলছিলাম কনস্টেলিং ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ And maybe one of these days I should.
That's the time never bother.
Okay, phone kore, ami ye korbo.
Since you have to unfavorable circumstances pore thaken, that is why I can remind kora bhalo hobe.
Unfavorable
খুব একটা নয়,
মনে হয় না। সকলের ওখানে শ্রদ্ধা তো রয়েছে ওনার উপরে,
শ্রদ্ধা তো রামেশ্বর মহারাজেরও ছিল তাঁর উপরে,
সেটা ঠিক মানে
তার নিজের জনকে ছেড়ে দিয়েছিলেন, বাট দি রিয়াকশন কেম ইন সাম আদার ফর্ম। এনিহাউ হি ইজ উইদিং, হি ইজ কৃষ্ণ উইদ সুইট উইদ অফ কৃষ্ণ মায়া সন্তুষ্ট মনস সর্বা সুখ মায়া দিশ ইফ হি ক্যান লিভ ইন দ্যাট প্লেন দে অল দি ওয়েস দ্যাট উইড কাম টু আস cannot but be favorable. Every way carrying favorable news. Only to find out the plane of our stand, what is necessary really for us, to that plane. To find out that plane where to take our stand properly. Then the harmony, the plane of the highest harmony, once all discord has been eliminated, eliminated, properly adjusted. Proper adjustment. Proper adjustment has no complaint. No complaint. Or complaint only self-centered. Radharani says, more durdaiva pidat, tar kono dos nai. But this is the great viraha, separation. She says, he's taking in this vision, angle of vision, that nothing to complain from outside, from his side. It is only something within me is showing like a magic, what is undesirable. আমার দুর্দৈব পিদার, দ্যাট ওয়াজ সো নিয়ার, সো লাভিং টু মি, অ্যান্ড নাও সি ইজ ক্লিয়ার, হাউ ইট ইজ পসিবল, ইট ইজ অনলি ইভলভিং ফ্রম মি। অহিজীব গতি প্রেম ন স্বভাব কুটি লাভ হবে, এটা একটা অরিজিনাল থিঙ্কিং, বুঝলেন? জাস্ট অ্যাজ দি সার্পেন্ট ডাজ নট গো স্ট্রেট, but his natural progress is crooked. So the wave of the divine love, wave of love is also goes on in a crooked way. Ato hetu rahitushtya junot manav budanchati. So the man ki balvan, abhimam, so the sentiment, different sentiments arises from the heart of the of both the parties without cause, sometimes no cause, but sentiment. Or because that crookedness, it is natural.
Loving
it must
anger,
come.
Loving anger.
Loving?
Anger.
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 Loving anger.
Anger. There is emotion or sentiment. Bhavadhuti, what is, would be the English synonym? Bhav and dhuti. Bhavadhuti shubhulitam.
Emotion.
Bhav means emotion.
Duty.
Radharani is represented only by her emotion.
Effulgence. Effulgence.
Effulgence is a kanti. Bhav means
mood.
Sentiment.
Mood.
Mood.
But Radharani may have different moods in different times, so she herself is not is her.
So loving the mood of her loving.
Radha bhava dyuti.
Subhoditam naomi krishna sarupam. What is that? Heart and the halo, or nature and luster. Bhav means she herself. Her existence, both bhava and dhuti, her very nature and the dhuti, the outcome luster, the relative wave outcoming from heart, nature. Nature or heart, what will be the most appropriate thing? Bhavad dhuti shubhaditam. The mood, maybe flickering thing.
Yeah.
Different time, different mood. But bhav means her real existence, her nature. And hello, heart and hello, heart. Heart and nature may be used in synonyms, no.
What about her being? Her being.
Being.
Yeah.
Very existence.
Very existence.
Shatta.
Shatta.
And what is outcoming? The floating, the foam. So ordinary people who are not connected with this sort of Gaudiya ontology, it would be difficult for them to translate properly. And that won't happen to us, their translation. That is difficult. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All right, then I shall I let you go now.
Radiance of her being.
Radiance.
That her being is being.
Being and the radiance.
Yeah. Radiating.
আপনি তো বই একটা পেয়েছেন।
হ্যাঁ মহারাজ।
তা আপনি সময় সময় একটু ওটা ইয়ে করবেন চেষ্টা।
আপনি যদি ইয়ে করেন, কৃপা করেন, তাহলে সম্ভব হবে। আপনি যদি এম্পাওয়ার করেন, ইফ ইউ এম্পাওয়ার মি,
আমি তো চাচ্ছি এতদিন পরে ওই রকম একটা কল এসেছে যে আমি ছাড়াতে চাই। সে ভদ্রলোক বলছে যে আমি পরিচয় দিচ্ছি যে আমার গুরু অমুক, অথচ তারা বলছে মাই ফ্রেন্ডস ডিমান্ড হোয়াট ইজ দি অ্যাকোয়েন্টেন্স অফ ইয়ার গুরু, এনি রাইটিং আর এনি লাইফ নাথিং, অ্যান্ড ইউ সে মাই গুরু ইজ এ বিগ ফেলো, হোয়াট ইজ দিস? একটা বই সে পাবলিশ করবার জন্য ব্যস্ত। And one, the smaller, is a jiva danda, representing the jiva, the soul, who is taking that danda, accepting. So if you consider, we should give respect, the divine respect to the danda.
Long time.
But the first time you come here? No.
Yes.
First time?
Yes. I saw you speak once.
You saw me?
Once you spoke, there was during our festival.
Where? At Mayapur?
Yes. Our Guru Maharaj was there and you were speaking something.
Yes.
Only that time I had your darshan. But with Venkata, myself, we were anxious to come. Meet you for a long time.
I'm known to him.
Yeah.
Though I can't see now clearly all the vague having conception of the faces, vague, not sufficient to recognize anybody. In charge of the Vrindavan Gurukul now?
There's one principal.
In charge of Vrindavan Gurukul?
Yes.
Who, yourself?
Dhanuda.
Bhanudas.
Dhanuda.
Dhanurdhara. Dhanurdhara.
Yes.
A disciple of Swami Maharaj? Or?
Yes.
And you have Nimacharya? Swami Maharaj, Dhanurdhar. I did not hear his name. I did not see him. You have collected Hindi.
Yes. My Guru Maharaj ordered me to learn Hindi.
Putting Gita into Hindi language, a Grihastha, what is his name? Do you know? He came to see me.
Rajiv Gupta.
Huh?
Rajiv
Gupta.
Yes.
Maybe.
But he is from Delhi. He has done that our Gita into Hindi. His name is Rajiv Gupta.
Rajiv. He came here.
Yes, yes. We've met him just before coming here. He is a good friend of mine also. We told him we are coming to see you. He says, I wish I can come.
He is also your god brother, Rajiv Gupta.
He did not receive initiation.
No, not even Nam, Harinam.
He did not receive Harinam. But he considers that he received. He considers that, although he did not receive. He's very nice.
In Vrindavan, have you in connection? Have you come in connection with Avadh Bihari Kapoor?
Dr. Kapoor?
Yes. Professor Kapoor?
Yes, yes, oh yes, I know him.
You know?
Yes.
Where is he now?
He is there still. He is in Vrindavan.
Vrindavan?
Yes.
He was a man of Allahabad.
Yes.
And he was professor to Agra College. Mm. He got doctorate writing on the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And Professor Sanyal was one of the examiners. Mm. Professor Sanyal, the writer of Sri Krishna Chaitanya in English.
Yes.
He was professor of history, good scholar, professor of Ravensha College, and head examiner of Patna University, Professor Sanda. Mm-hmm. He was one of the examiners of Kapoorji doctorate examination.
Yes. I had great fortune. I could stay in Vrindavan for about 3-4 years. At the beginning of that temple, my Guru Maharaj had made me a manager there. So I stayed there 3-4 years.
For a long time you were there.
Yes, I was very fortunate.
You were initiated what year?
First initiation was 1971, Harinam initiation.
Where?
In London.
London.
71. In 72, I got sannyas.
You come from England?
New Zealand. New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Near Australia.
Yes, New Zealand.
Below.
Newly discovered island.
Yeah.
New Zealand. And France. France is trying atom bomb there. near New Zealand.
Is it?
Hare Krishna. The whole world is fodder of atom bomb. At present, the threatening of neutron bomb.
Yes.
Neutron bomb?
I heard about it also.
What is the difference of atom bomb and neutron bomb?
Neutron bomb will not blow the building. The neutron bomb will kill the people. But it will not break the buildings.
Oh, that's the only...
The buildings will stay.
There is something like death ray.
Yes.
Only kill the life,
yes,
and not the structure.
Correct.
Yes.
That is neutron bomb.
Yes.
Man will be killed, the house, building, everything will be there.
Yes.
The bed will be there, the box will be there, everything there. Only life gone and the body began to be rocky. Neutron bomb. But then very victorious, he will come and to enjoy all those things. He will have to remove the dead bodies and to fill up with his own men. Action, reaction, the plane of exploitation.
Yes.
This is a suicidal civilization. The whole civilization is rotten to its bottom. Exploitation.
Yes.
Exploiting the nature for the apparent good of the human society. But it is incurring loan from the nature. And it must to be paid to the farthing with interest. Because they do not believe this, so they want to be able to have any friendship. They will have to clear the debt. The nature is there. And the computer with calculation. So this civilization is no anti-civilization. The whole thing is a rotten one, a camouflage, a treachery. Treachery to the soul world, to the living world. The whole civilization. Treachery. Suicidal treachery. Plain living, high thinking. To make the best of a bad bargain. That should be the policy. Anyhow, we have already come here. We have to utilize our time and energy in such a way that with least exploitation we can get out of this world. Least exploitation. And of course, another real solution has been given in Bhagavad Gita. Jagnathat karma nanyatra lukoyam karma bandhara. The karma that is your energizing here, that will surely bind you down with the environment. But only if you tackle it in some particular way, then you may be relieved of that. Yogyartha, if you do it in the spirit of yoga. Yoga means sacrifice. What sort of sacrifice? Not sacrifice for the country or for your own, for society. Not that. But nothing less than the infinite, that is Nisar. Vishnu, yoga by Vishnu, Yogeshwar is Hari. Who is the absolute owner of everything. Only connect him, and that is proper connection, not only imaginary connection. Real connection you must have with him, then whatever you do, it won't bind you down with any result whatsoever. Even so, hatta visimal lokan nohanti no nivaddhati. There is a plane, if we stand here and we can destroy the so many planets, Brahmandas, we remain unaffected. Nohanti no nivaddhati. He does not kill and he has got no reaction to suffer. Because a pure agent he is doing of the Absolute. Pure agent of the Absolute he is doing. When one has got eliminated his personal or selfish ideas, thoughts exhaustively, then if he works, where does it get his inspiration? Inspiration, they were coming from the center. And the center inspires him to activity, and he does. So whatever he does, 100% agent of the Absolute Center, So he will not have to undergo any result of his action, whatever nature it may be of. Yogyathat karmananatta lokoyam karmabandha. Tadartham karma kumteya mukta sangarmata. Do it for me. Karmannevadhikaraste ma phalesu kadacho. You are created to work only, and you are not created to enjoy its fruit. Your constitution, position is such that you will work, you are potency. Your duty is to assert, to exercise your power. But the result is with me. Only sarva yajnanam bhukta cha problem. So don't look at the result of any activity. Only do everything as imposed on you, duty. It's the sense of duty. Go on doing. And the viewer must not sit idle. That is your greatest enemy. Mati sangu sango astu akarmani. But I am afraid that you may have some apathy to activity. Then you are doomed. You have gone to the world of annihilation, renunciation, inconclusive and destruction. Mati sangu. You should work and for me. That is your position and the mind. And don't be afraid of that. Why? I am your friend, I am your guardian, I am your royal rikshar. Everything in my control. I am the enjoyer of everything, but you are my own. You are my friend. So you must not apprehend for your future prospect. In any way, it won't be hampered. Rather, it will be improved when it is in my hand. So no apprehension. Go on, work on my behalf. Certainly. And thereby, you will be best benefited. If you adopt that policy, you will be best benefited. In other words, you rather intelligently utilize me for your good. That is the best sort of intellect. Sri Krishna Krishna, this is the extraordinary power of devotion. The devotion can kritta harim prema bhajam. Devotion can force the Supreme Lord as a loving friend. Devotion can convert the autocrat into a loving friend of everyone if he takes the path of devotion. The devotion has got so wonderful power. Sri Krishna Krishni Chasa Kritta Harim Prema Bhajam. It can make Hari, the absolute good, Prema Bhajam, to be very loving and affectionate to you. It can convert Hari to your, can force him to favor you, to make friendship with you and to work on your favor. This is the capacity of devotion, Swarup Shakti Prem, the highest stage of devotion, that is Prem. The Prem is so powerful, extraordinary power in her hand, that he can force the autocrat to work on behalf of his his beloved. The servitors. This is the natural fortune we have got. But if we march on to make get mastership over the world, the reaction demon will come and they will break my neck and take drink the water of that, drink the
blood
there. And the bhakti, she can give infinite at your hand, within your fist. Gaur Hari Bol. Kritta Harin Prima Bhajam, Ebalaj Bhagasana Shlo, Bhakti Rasana Tasinu. Kleshagni Subhada Moksha Labhuta Krishna Durlava, Sandrananda Vishesha Atma, Sri Krishna Korshini Chasa. The highest benefit that we get from bhakti is that she can draw, attract Krishna, the autocrat sweet will, and attract him for our benefit. Sri Krishna akarshani chasa, that is her highest gift to us, bhakti. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita, the science of devotion. In Bihar, you generally preach in Bihar.
Myself?
Yes, or you preach?
No, I have
the whole of Hindu country.
Most of the Hindu-speaking area.
What are these all?
I have been Rajasthan. First I was in Vrindavan, that includes Rajasthan. UP.
Pakistan.
Nay, Rajasthan. Rajasthan.
Rajasthan, yes, Rajasthan.
Rajasthan, UP.
UP.
MP.
MP.
Also Bihar.
Bihar.
Now I have been also Maharashtra.
Maharashtra.
Yes, like that.
Himachal Pradesh.
Himachal I did not go yet. Punjab I did not go.
Gujarat? No.
No. But I've been in India for 8 years, 8 years. But I could not spend much time in Navadvip. So now I'm very fortunate, very lucky. I can come here.
Of course. Navadvip is considered by the high order devotees to be the highest place of treason, of absolute love.
Yes.
Both Sri Radhika and Govinda combined, and they are about to do their the dearest thing to the public, with this idea. Both the parties, they have got the best wealth, and they have come to distribute that for the public. Come this way, we will get the highest thing, what we taste ourselves. The same dish you can have, all people, you can have the taste of the same people as the same dish, what we relish, the cream. Of the highest order, and the love, taste, Rasu Visha, the Upanishad says, the Ras, Anandam, Sundaram, that is controlling really the whole creation, Atman creation. Everyone wants the Rasam. none can say, from the atheist to the highest order of theist, everyone wants loss. But what is loss proper? A man taking wine, he is also for loss. A gunda, a rowdy, he is also working for loss. One is attacking another, one animal, for loss, satisfaction. But what is that loss in its real form? In its real status, or also that condition, that scientific condition, takes us to Madhura Rasa. Santo Dasya Sakka Vatsalya Madhura. And not, does not stop there. And even approaches from Madhura Rasa to Parukiya Madhura, that is found only in Vrindavan. Parukiya, to make it very rare and risky. Parukiya is more intense than ordinary Madhura Rasa due to its peculiar position. It is very risky and rare, and at the cost of any other prospect of life, the name, fame of the society, the affection of the near and the dear, we risk anything and everything for particular rasa, and that is Parukiya. Of course, it is a Madhura plain, but more intense and more tasteful. And that peculiar thing has been given by Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev to the best attainment of our life. Best attainment. That is very peculiar. Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas have given already some clue, but openly it was declared more broadly by Mahaprabhu and his followers to be the highest. And the difficulty that crossing the moral rules, if we consider really the charge is on our side, not in this side of the Lord. Because everything absolutely belongs to Him and not to us. This is a funny thing. We consider the Parukiya, that is a very filthy one. Filthy thing. But if we can analyze its real characteristic, then we will be found that we are culprits. We go to claim that this is mine. Krishna is aggressive to take it, to snatch it from me. But he is the real one. He is stealing the butter. But in the other instance, everything belongs to him. He is stealing what belongs to him absolutely, and he is stealing another's property. That is a fun. But this is a particular thing which seems to be to contribute the highest order of happiness to the environment. The owner is stealing. The owner is a trespasser. How? Of practical. This has been said. Fifth stage of our conception of life, of Prakriti. Prakriti birth, not the Prakriti. It seems to be very near to the worldly things, but it is not so. That's the opposite. This sort of playing in the drama that is that creates the highest excitement among the audience. Like a magic. Yeah? But it's almost impossible. See Michael together.